latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and Paul Pogba will have to wait another year before Man United consider handing him a pay hike. The France midfielder earns a basic £300,000 per week at Old Trafford, but his agent Mino Raiola is understood to be demanding a pay parity with Alexis Sanchez, who is being paid at £505,000 per week. United sources, however, have revealed that Pogba can also top up his annual pay by a further £2 million per year, linked towards his commercial rights in getting his hands on silverware. That is something Sanchez is not afforded, meaning United's money men won't be pressurised into handing the 25-year-old improved financial terms until he starts to show more on the pitch. Meanwhile, France boss Didier Deschamps says Pogba cannot be happy with his current situation at United. Pogba has been on the bench for the last three games and is said to be unhappy with life at the Theatre of Dreams. Speaking about Pogba though, Deschamps said this is a situation that he must not appreciate because of everything he would have been able to offer. There must be numerous reasons he cannot be happy with what he was going through with the club. And finally now, Juventus are reportedly close to Manchester United's Matteo Darmian as they look to strengthen at fullback. Stefan Lichtsteiner and Kwadwo Asamoah are both out of contract in the summer, and it appears unlikely that either will sign a new deal. Therefore, it is understood that the Bianconeri's first priority in the summer will be to strengthen at fullback, with Darmian the top target. It's thought a deal should be fairly straightforward for the Italy international, who has been used sparingly by Jose Mourinho. Leonardo Spinazzola will return from Atalanta, but Juve are also thought to be looking at Arsenal's Hector Bellerin and Livan Kurzawa of Paris Saint-Germain.